Yeah, I know that's a debatable topic. Are the best things in life free? That would be an interesting topic for an entire show, with the best things free. Yes, I mean, I would have to say that many of the best things in life are indeed free. I'm Scoot. It's Wednesday. Glad you're with us. Ron Sanford, President and CEO of Mittery Bank, joins us on WWL. Ron, welcome.
Thanks, Scoot. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So Joe Biden, the president, is working on going beyond the 100 million vaccinations a day. And I would think that emotionally, this is something that is going to help the economy.
It certainly can't hurt anything. I think the vaccinations are already up to like 1.7 million daily nationwide.
Yeah.
And looking to almost double that here fairly quickly. So anything we can do to get that widespread coverage is absolutely going to help the economy, in my view.
You know, and I think these things also have this intangible effect of fueling consumer confidence. And consumer confidence is not a tangible, it is a tangible, but it's really something that's more intangible that does really drive the economy. If people have confidence in their lives now and in the future, they're going to spend money, and so that leads to a boost in the economy.
Sure does. Consumer confidence is crucial. If you think things are going to get better, you're going to go spend your money. If you think things are safe, you're going to go out and go to places that
Right. Maybe
you haven't been going to. Your kids are going to be back in school. You may get back in the workforce. It's just a knock-on effect of the vaccination helping consumer confidence and helping expand things.
If I remember correctly, when Ronald Reagan was elected in 1980, before he even took office, the economy started to improve noticeably. And it was driven by consumer confidence that people, even though he wasn't inaugurated yet, his presence and the idea that he was going to be president fueled the economy. So, you know, these intangibles around the pandemic, they can help make people feel confident to the point where they're more willing to maybe go out and spend money.
It sure can. And, of course, if regionally, if we can get more travelers that want to come visit New Orleans, and we're all better off for that. And I have the sense that this increased vaccination is going to help. I think Jeff Asher had some statistics in The Advocate that in Louisiana, of the population 70 and over, 55% are now vaccinated, at least with one. And I thought that was remarkable. I mean, if you think about, you know, the median age of a COVID death is mm-hmm. in the 70s, and now you're saying half of our really at-risk population in the state has been inoculated. I think that's really good.
Well, it just goes to show you how many people are probably cheating.
I don't know. They were all eligible to get the shot.
We assume, right?
We
assume. Ron, this hour, I'm talking about the local economy, and I was reading NOLA.com earlier, and I ran across a couple of articles about some new businesses that have opened up, and it made me think about you and Mittery Bank and how you are encouraging people that have a viable idea that, you know, a pandemic, a downtime for many, it's not that you took something away from somebody else, but this may be an opportunity for somebody to start a business. Are there things that we can all do as citizens that help us better support the economy in our local areas? And what are some of those things?
Well, we can certainly buy local. I don't have anything against national retailers, but I see that you know, this new wine store has come in here on mm-hmm. Veterans and now in the North Shore and in Baton Rouge, and they have wonderful prices. But I tend to go buy a bottle of wine from Ben the Wine Cellar right down the street from me, who's been in mm-hmm. business there for 25 years, and willing to pay a little bit more to make sure that Ben and the folks he employs can stay and be convenient to me. I think we can all do that, and we can all not be so afraid that we can go at least order and a takeout meal from our local
restaurants
and keep those folks going.
I did that in the very beginning of the pandemic, and I've stopped doing it, and I've just really been eating at home, and I shop at Rouse's and Trader Joe's and Whole Foods, and I get the food that I need. And I really eat almost, I eat every meal at home, and maybe there's more I can do to at least a couple of times a week find a local restaurant and go shop there, because I'm three blocks from the beginning of Bourbon Street, so there are a lot of local restaurants there.
I think so, and I think local retailers on Magazine Street and and on the North Shore. I mean, we just need to make sure that we keep those folks top of mind when we have needs, even normal needs, like you say, instead of maybe the wine store or instead of Walmart, mm-hmm. maybe go to a more local place. I just think that helps our small businesses so much if they get local attention.
No, it does. So it's a way of doing what we can to help businesses that are struggling right now, because, you know, sometimes you just kick back and you go, man, what can I do? I wish there were more I can do. Well, maybe there is a little more we can do.
You bet. You bet. We all can.
Ron Sanford, President and CEO of Metairie Bank, thank you for being with us.